Hello, and welcome back to SaaS Stories and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Brian and Mary, and this is episode 222.
Yes, and since we did have a long break in, you know, the last half of December, and now part of January is already over, we figured we'd just catch you up on everything else that happened besides our engagement during the last, 4 weeks.
Yes,
and then we'll get back to our then we'll get back to our regularly scheduled, you know, topics and everything next week. Mm-hmm. So we'll start off basically with, you know, if you listen to our episode two episodes ago from December, it was like mid-December. Right after that episode, we started watching a show called White Lotus on HBO Max, and it was so good. Highly recommend. There is nudity, but I thought it was very, very good.
Yes. And it won a bunch of awards. So
yeah.
There, even if it has nudity, it's cultural. So yeah, I liked it. Basically, I'll give a rough idea. I won't spoil anything, but it basically follows families on vacation, basically. Both season one and season two, like, follow families on vacation and kind of the chaos that ensues within
families. Hotel resort.
At hotel resorts.
So the first season's in Maui and the second season's in Sicily.
Yes, and how, you know, the hotel manager interacts with all the staff and how the family, whatever internal drama is going on with the two families. Multiple families, and how they all interact with each other. And so far, both times at the beginning of the first season in the episode, it shows someone's dead.
And then it goes backwards.
And then it basically builds up to that point. How did this occur? So it's kind of like a mystery as well, which is kind of cool. But yes, I really enjoy it. I recommend it for anyone that has the time. There is some nudity in it, but we're all adults here and it's a good story.
We also went to Ashley's Christmas party. I used to be roommates and we were coworkers as well and now friends. And we went to Ashley's Christmas party and there was an appetizer competition. So, you know, we looked through a lot of different appetizers trying to win the prize. There was like a taste test and then how it looked to, you know, prize. And we landed on making Caprese skewers that looked like snowmen. So it was part of a little tiny part of a string cheese for the pom-pom. Then there was half a tomato for like a red hat. Then there was a mozzarella like a ball.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Then a little bit of basil for like a scarf and then another mozzarella ball. But what took it to the next level is these pens that are edible. Like you can draw on them and it's okay for your body, not just like a normal marker. I got them on Amazon. It was like 10 of them eight or 10 of them for $10. And I think they were a big hit. We almost won the prize for ones that looked the best, but you know, one vote short, but that's okay.
Yes. We won second place. So we'll be happy with that.
Yeah. And then the next day after that, we, went over to my Aunt Betty Lou's house and we decorated a ton of sugar cookies, a ton. And we used those markers again. So useful. 'Cause I don't plan to draw on my food probably the rest of the year. But
yes, there must have been like well over 100 cookies because which is really nice. After we were done, you know, decorating, we all took some home and I took like at least 20 home and I didn't even take at least a fifth. There was probably like between 100 and 200 cookies.
Closer to 200 probably.
Yeah, closer to the 200 range. Yeah. And yeah, that was really cool. And so then we're approaching Christmas. Let's see.
Then you headed home on that Tuesday.
Yes. I headed home on Tuesday, which was lucky because I headed home the day it started snowing. You guys might be aware that there were a bunch of plane cancellations throughout, you know, throughout the winter holidays. I was able to dodge the snowstorm. Figuratively and literally. Basically, the only thing that happened was once I got to my, you know, my departing flight from Seattle. They had to de-ice the wings and that took like an extra hour, but that was absolutely nothing compared to some people like got like stranded for days and stuff like that. But I'll get into that a little later. Basically I got home, my brother had not come home yet. So I decided to start showing my mom, this TV show that we both liked. It's called, Severance. And, so long story short,
We talked about it on like two episodes ago or three episodes ago.
Yes. So basically I decided to spend some time with my mom by watching the show. I had already watched it, but it was kind of fun to watch back. And let's see, well, you're still at work at this point, Mary.
Well, no, I had Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I took those days off before Christmas and the following week. But the afternoon that you got on your plane, I started having muscle aches, and that had never happened to me before besides when I had COVID 2 weeks before that. So I took a COVID test and somehow I was COVID positive again. Not like sick at all. Like just that day I had muscle aches for a few hours and then I was literally fine. And then I tested negative on Christmas Eve, but it was so weird. And I never heard of someone getting COVID that close together, but I really was fine. I took two tests that Tuesday too. So I both were positive, but it was weird. But you know, Brian was already on a plane to San Antonio. So
I'm like, uh-oh. Yeah, exactly.
But you were, you didn't get sick.
Yeah, I didn't get get sick. I was wearing a mask and you got over it pretty quickly too, right? Like you tested negative
on the fifth day.
In the fifth day. Okay. So that's pretty, so you're able to go home for Christmas, which is good.
Yeah.
Now let me get back to Christmas Eve or, so the day before Christmas Eve was the day my brother was supposed to arrive, but his flight got canceled or at least delayed 24 hours. So basically canceled in Miami. So he had to find a hotel and just wait for the next plane on Christmas Eve. And then so he took that. It was also delayed and he basically arrived around like 9 p.m. on Christmas Eve, which is good. It was kind of sad that he basically lost a day, but you know, some people didn't get to see their families at all, really. And you know, there's some stories out there that like people like
we're stuck for like four or five days.
We're stuck for a week and you know, all sorts of things. I'm not gonna go into it too much.
Well, but you did say that someone missed their own wedding we knew, but
yeah, it was a bride. I thought it was a group at first, but it was a bride. She missed her own destination wedding.
Oh no.
So like, it's not even just like a cheap wedding. It was a destination wedding somewhere out of the country, I believe.
Oh boy.
So yeah, that's bad. And then some guy missed his chance to get a heart transplant.
Seattle.
Luckily it's not, if you miss it, you go to the back of the line. He just was second in line instead of first. So I'm sure he'll be fine. Hopefully there's no follow-up articles on that yet. So we're assuming he's okay. Or he's still waiting. But yeah, so luckily the flights didn't impact my family too much.
A little bit, but only like
not as bad as it could have been. But yes, yeah, it did impact him a little bit. And at that point I was kind of expecting a warm Christmas, Mary. I was expecting the week before in San Antonio was like nice 80 degrees with a tiny little breeze, some beautiful weather. But as you know, there's a snowstorm rolled in and it went from 63 on one day to 13 degrees. Like that's like a 50 point drop. Like within it was within like 8 hours too, because it was like at noon it was 63 and then like the sun was down at like, you know, at 10 o'clock, it was like almost like below freezing, basically.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, in Seattle, we went from having probably the worst ice storm we've had in like 10, 20 years. Like no one could like leave their house on the 23rd of December, like at all. It was basically watched that day. I was still had COVID. So I just watched people watch videos just slipping. I don't live on a hill, but so there was not much going on outside my window, but I was watching tons of videos of people slipping, both walking and in their cars. Was not a good day to do anything, basically. But then it warmed up a ton on Christmas and it was actually warmer in Seattle on Christmas than it was in San Antonio, which much was Mary not what Brian
that.
Wanted.
You love that. You're like, ha 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 ha.
Well, because the week before you were like, ha ha ha, I'm going to wear shorts and a tank top in San Antonio. I'm like, you already wear those here.
You know what the funny thing is? I did pack. I always pack one pair of shorts and one tank top just in case.
Anywhere you
but
go.
But I never used them. Anywhere I go. But I never use them. They're at the bottom of my suitcase, completely unused.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I enjoyed the time with my mom and my brother and my dog, but my cat, Dumbledore, he did not enjoy the time with me when he came home. Little backstory. So he's about a year old. I saw him when he was a kitten, and I saw him basically last Christmas. So he only saw me for a week. And now he's like a year older. When I came home, I'm like, hey, Frodo, my dog. And he was all happy. And he bounced up and down like a weirdo bunny. But my cat, he saw me and he ran into the corner. And I'm like, oh, poor Dumbledore. And so I just left him alone because I got in basically late on Tuesday or Monday morning. At that point, it was like almost 1 o'clock or a little past 12. And so the next day I went looking for Dumbledore and he was nowhere to be found. Eventually, I found him in like the back of my mom's closet in her bedroom. and I was like coming to pet him. I'm like, it's okay. Remember me? And he started hissing at me. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, shoot. I'm not reaching out with my hand. I might lose it. Right. So the entire time I was over there, you know, the cat, well, it was not really my cat, but the cat was afraid of me. So I thought that was kind of depressing. And I basically had a treat. I dropped it and he wouldn't even get it unless I was out of sight.
Oh boy.
So yes, yeah, so maybe that's something to work on in the future, but yeah, my own cat's afraid of me at this point. So
yeah. Well, Christmas Eve night, we went over to my aunt and uncle's house and we all had Christmas Eve dinner. We had prawns, very good. Mm-hmm. And then we didn't see anyone on Christmas Day. So that was very relaxing. Very bad movie. Watched Spirited. I thought it was going to be good, but no one in my family liked it at all. We actually stopped watching it halfway through.
Did you like it?
No.
Oh, wow. That's what happens when you pay for good actors, but don't pay for good writers.
Yeah. Maybe other people I think I've heard have liked it, but I was like, eh. So okay. Let me know if you did like it. If you've watched it, but I was not a fan.
It wasn't your movie.
I mean, I normally like Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell, so it was surprising.
Was it like a comedy?
It was a musical.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Yes. Well, the movie that my family watched was Avatar. We went to go see Avatar. This is the sequel of the first Avatar that happened about 10 years ago at this point. So thank goodness at the beginning of the second movie, they do like a recap of the first movie. So I'm like, oh, I completely forgot all the names of the characters. It was bad, but you know, obviously, you know, I'm intelligent. I can figure out what's going on. It was the same story. Basically the humans came back to the planet and I'm not going to ruin it, but you know, they're pillaging it for resources and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I'd say that one was like a 7 out of 10. The first one was like 9.5 out of 10. It was like probably the best movie I saw in theaters. This one, I don't want to ruin it for anyone, but I'll say to me, it was like a 7 out of 10 because it felt a little repetitive.
Yeah.
Which is fine. That's what sequels do. They play on a lot of, you know, previous existing plot lines. Did you watch any other movies, Mary, or what else happened with your family?
Watched A Christmas Story Christmas.
Okay.
That was better than Spirited, but not also good. It was basically a sequel to A Christmas Story. It was the original actor who played Ralphie. And yeah.
Okay. Yes, I saw a couple of ads for that, but it didn't seem worth my time.
Yeah, I was just trying to watch a Christmas movie that we hadn't seen before.
But oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also got to get breakfast with Emily and we exchanged presents and we went out to breakfast and then we basically sat in my car for, I think, 4, maybe 5 hours afterwards. Cause you know, it was like raining outside and the, you know, restaurant's kind of busy. So we're just like, we'll just talk in the car. It was kind of funny.
Yes.
And this year, when you came home from San Antonio, you did, there was no snow. So last year you got home in the middle of snowstorm and had a very difficult time getting home. But this year I was able to just pick you up and we both got back to our apartments that night with no issues.
Oh yeah. It was the quickest, one of the quicker drives back from the airport. It was straightforward.
Mm-hmm. Which is nice. Then about, we had like one day between when you got back and then we went to Suncadia, and we recapped most of that last week, but yeah, got engaged there and then we got home and went back to work. And, you know, both of our employers, our bosses were excited, our coworkers excited about the engagement. You know,
yes, my office decided to have throw a little, well, they didn't throw a party, but they, someone bought like sparkling not champagne, but sparkling like apple cider.
Yeah.
And that was that. I mean, yeah, I don't think they definitely, I don't even know if alcohol's allowed, but anyways, yeah. So they bought some drinks and then they bought some donuts and they passed it around. They put it, basically put it at my desk so people could collect some food and say hi to me and congratulate me, which is very nice of them. And they're giving me all sorts of weird engagement / marriage advice. I'm like, okay, well, thank you. but yeah. And then some of your, you told your coworkers too, and it turns out that one of your coworkers also did the same thing, Mary.
Yeah, he proposed to his girlfriend the day after. He actually just started at the company on Monday, but I just talked to him today, found out he proposed the day after you proposed to me.
Mm.
Small world.
Yes, must be a very popular day.
Yes. Apparently.
Yeah.
Since then, we have been looking at wedding venues, toured some last weekend, touring a few more this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully going to figure out when that's going to be next week at some point. So that's exciting. That's the first step, you know, in planning.
Yep, figure out where it's happening.
Right. also, during the winter break, I completed now 1.5 paint by numbers. One of them had like 2,500 sections in it. I've been working on it through all of December. And I finished it while I had COVID for the second time, you know, a lot of alone time in December with COVID. And now, so
when you say sections, does that mean different boxes you have to color in?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
there's
30
colors,
goodness.
30 colors. And there was 2,500.
Wow. Sections. That's so cool.
And then ironically, then for Christmas, you got me a paint by number of a picture of us. And so I'm working on that, about halfway done with that one. And I had already ordered myself a pick one of the two of us also. So that one hasn't come yet, but once I finish this one, then I'll have another paint by number of a picture of us. Luckily, not the same picture.
But, yes. You know, who knows, maybe I'll buy one of them off you and,
oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, hang it up somewhere. So it better be good, Mary.
Yeah.
But you did a good job. You did a good job at this.
I mean, so. I'm just following the lines, but
hey, okay. You know what? Some people can't color within the lines. So it's a talent. All right. So take the compliment.
And then, I went to a brunch with Braden and Lincoln over the weekend, and between them and a few other people, I have gotten so many like bride things or future wifey things or whatever. And I was like, gotta wear something related to this. Have every day until, you know, the wedding, because I'm not going to need to wear these afterwards. I have everything. I'm set.
Yeah. Very you're going to nice. Have to start.
Thank you to everyone who has sent something, but I do have a lot of, you know, future Mrs. Wife, fiance, like everything. And so do you.
Yeah. You're going to have to get rid of some of the, like some of your socks to make room for like the future wifey socks.
Yeah.
And you have like a couple cups that say like, you know, fiance. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have to get rid of some, you got to make room for them now. And you
gotta use that cup every day until the wedding, because
you know. I mean, I don't know if you can hold on to that after you get,
and we can, it's just not the title at that time.
I know.
But yeah, but, just thought that was funny.
Lots of kind gifts.
Yes, very nice. I think that's all we have for this week. But like I said, we'll get back to our normal structure of the podcast next week. But we just wanted to catch you up on everything else that's happened. And yeah, anything else, Brian?
No, just 2023 is rolling around and Gonzaga basketball is in full force. And I'm just super excited.
Yep, me too. All right. Well, talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.